live from the 6th sub-basement of the Guys, Games, and Beer Twin Towers in Racine, Wisconsin. It's the Guys, Games, and Beer Podcast.
Yeah!
Woo!
They put us deeper.
They put us deeper in the basement. They really don't like us.
Yeah, but they said, you know, hey, we're going to give you new digs. I was like, yeah, it's a good
new
idea.
New digs? Great, we'll get a window.
We just yeah, go down the
yeah.
stairs.
You see any windows
down
in this room?
The stairs, yeah. Down the stairs.
It's not the elevator doesn't go down here that bothers me. You know what I mean?
Beer can't melt steel beams, guys.
That's true. It's absolutely true.
That actually is true.
It can't. 100%. Well, I don't know. There's probably some beer out there that can do it over time.
I can at least soften it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Larry, you should pass out tonight, before we start beer court, you should pass out tonight's libation.
All right. I will do that.
You didn't see on the show notes?
No. So you get for not reading the show notes.
Why are you giving me two?
Oh. I'll take one.
Oh, I thought...
We can give you two anyways.
Yes, we're going to go old school.
We are going to go old school. Okay.
Let's
go ahead
and transition into beer court. Ba-da-bum. Ba-da-bum-bum. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum. Ba-da-da. Beer court.
All right, so what is on the agenda for beer court?
Okay, so...
An abomination.
We have... I've talked about it on the show several times, how much I like SEMA, and it's been off the mark for a good 10 years, I'd say, and, you know, I always wanted it to come back. Well, this year, as most of you probably already know, but if you don't, MillerCoors decided to do a very limited run. At this point, these have almost become like gold, from my understanding is, whatever, it was a one drop limited run, so every place that got any, they got one shipment, and that was it. So
they were sold out.
They were done.
Wow.
And I know at least six places in Racine that are sold out.
You know, yeah, so, and the Trump administration is actually considering switching to a Zima standard.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I've got to ask, did Miller Coors originally brew Zima? I don't think so.
Yes, Miller owned it.
I didn't know that.
And it was just Miller 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I did get a chance. I may have shared this on here before. I did get a chance to talk to the master brewer a few years ago, and I talked to him about Zima. I said, "Hey, I really like Zima."
You had mentioned that before.
And I said, "Hey, you know, maybe you guys should bring it back." And basically the master brewer told me, "Hey, you know, we go through our recipe box every year, and we have traditionally pulled out Zima and kind of just went, just kind of put it back."
Nah.
And I said, "Well, you know, maybe you should give that a deeper think because, you know, right now you got all these like sodas and."
Wait a minute. People, that's not a dog barking in the background. Jonah's got somebody tied up in the rape dungeon, and that's just the noise that happens when you wear a really tight gag. Continue.
Yeah. So I said, you know, maybe you should look at it. I mean, you got Red Zapple Ale, and you got these ciders.
Oh, I know that noise.
Sodas and stuff. You know, palates of maybe a little change. Maybe Zima would be, it'd be the right time for it. Might have been a little early.
Ryan, before. Your car's going off.
And,
for real?
Yeah. Why did it get better?
The valet was banging on the door.
What's that?
The valet was banging on the door.
Well, you had to go down six flights of stairs.
Yeah, six flights of stairs. Well, three to get to the elevator.
So I mused to myself that maybe I had a small hand
in bringing back Zima.
So.
And yet again, got no damn credit.
And at least he calls it one of my many improbable stories that are actually true.
There you go. Baron von Munchausen.
Of course, I've been drinking a lot of these, so I'll step out of the voting, but...
Oh, no, you still have to vote on it.
Don't smell it before you drink it, because it smells like rotten eggs. That's not what it tastes like, but it is what it smells like.
It does smell like that.
I never noticed it smell like that before.
No, now that he mentioned it, though.
But I just always drink it.
I agree, it's not as sweet as I remember it.
Yeah, see, I remember this being real sweet.
God. The smell is awful. The taste is fine.
It is the smell.
Maybe
it's the bottle.
Yeah, maybe if you put it in
like...
The bottle smells like glass.
Yeah. But sure, it's got an eggy smell to it for some reason. That's weird.
It smells like the ingredients list. Maybe it has mayo on there.
I was
a little surprised as I was looking at it and did not expect this. 101 calories.
So fairly light.
Fairly light.
Is that 101 or 181? That's 181.
Not so light.
It was so 100.
You did that. Oh my god, it's only 101 calories. Great, I can drink this whole one.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That's so much.
But I feel like that it does taste like it did back in the 80s. So if you didn't get a chance to try it and you can find it, just give it a try. And then I would say that you are drinking what was back in the early 90s.
So I remember it being sweeter, but that's in comparison to what was out at the time.
I think so. I mean, most people at that time were just drinking straight beer. They were drinking...
You didn't have a lot of malt beverages available.
Straight beer.
You didn't even have a lot of crafts at that time.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you were drinking Miller High Life.
Right.
Or Pabst, or...
Right, or
Olympia.
That's what I remember.
Platts, you know what I mean?
Fletchman's.
This is the 80s, man. This came out in the 80s, so...
It was the 90s. I remember because it was one of the formative like commercial memories that I have, like from being a child. Like
it
I don't.
Seems,
yeah, yeah, it was like,
that's
weird.
That's a weird one to have.
Because they were selling it as a few degrees cooler.
Yes, the commercial was this dude sits down on his grandma's couch on like a 100-degree day, and she doesn't have air conditioning. And her couch and all of her furniture is covered with that plastic furniture cover crap that old people used to put on their furniture. And he got stuck. But then he grabbed a Zima and drank the Zima. And it cooled him off so much that he was able to get off the couch. I don't know why the fuck I remember that commercial, but I can't remember anyone's names. But I remember that commercial.
And it was because it was a few degrees cooler.
It was
okay. Something different,
and I like it. I think it's a summer drink. I don't know that I'd want to drink.
Yeah,
it
in
January or something.
Well, who wants a refreshing citrus beverage in the middle of December? That's crazy talk.
There he does.
You know,
the entire state.
I'm not off put by it. I remember I did not like it when it came out. But then again, I don't drink sweet things. I literally don't drink anything sweet.
Well, and towards the end of the Zima run, you know, Mike's Hard Lemonade and a few of the other lemonade Smirnoff came out. And I remember drinking those thinking, man, this is so sweet. Zima.
This is a lot less sweet than I remember. Zima.
For a while there, you were saying everything was like Zima, so.
Well, I thought I read something to that. This was about the time of the clear phase, like a clear beverage.
Crystal Pepsi, which also was revived this summer. And honestly, I like it better than regular Pepsi.
Really?
It's the fucking formula.
Wait, isn't it also citrus flavored somewhat?
Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah.
No, it's literally just Pepsi without dying.
That's
all it is. It's a clear cold.
No color caramel added, right?
Yeah. That's it.
But to that, if you look at the recipes of most colas, there's usually some citrus oils in colas.
Okay.
So if you were to wanted to make your own cola, it'd be a big thing. You know, not you personally, but every city.
Well,
every city had their own cola company. You know.
Oh yeah, Black Bear in Milwaukee.
Black Bear is still around. I had a Black Bear
Desperation
double last night.
I loved going to this little soda companies and buying there all the local brands. Lake Breeze. I mean, it was just all sorts of.
Dad's Root Beer. That's a good one. I love Dad's Root Beer.
Dad's National Low?
I don't think so.
Well, they may have been local to
that I ever really see them is Woodman's. I don't think I've ever seen them outside of a Woodman's, frankly.
All right, so I guess it's time to pass verdict on this. You know what? I'm actually going to give it a thumbs up. It's not bad. A summertime drink. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, on a hot day, you could probably pound the fuck out of these things. So
I'm going to give it a thumbs up with an asterisk.
And still play a really great game of volleyball.
My asterisk is when I first popped open a Zima, the first four drinks were disgusting. I couldn't stand it, but I was like, I'm going to fucking finish this. But then by the end of it, I was like, all right, it's not so bad. It's literally the only beverage I've ever had that's given me Stockholm Syndrome, which is fucking weird. So there's a little asterisk here. At first, it was like torture.
I feel a little vindicated. I think you're vindicated on this one, Larry. I think you've called Zima right all along, after all these years.
Well, I'm sorry. I like it. I liked it when it was out. I like it now.
It's good. All right, Judge Rob, we got four up, one sideways.
Pass
a little
sideways there.
Pass verdict, Judge Rob.
I don't drink a lot of
malt beverages.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
And the ones, actually, it's better than some of the other ones I've tried, because some of the other ones I've tried recently are just awful.
Yeah. I really like the smear.
So compared to those,
it's like drinking alcoholic candy.
On count one of impersonating a gin and tonic, I find you guilty. It's a bad damn impersonation as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't have that quinine-y taste that Tonic Water has, though. So it's got that going for it.
Well, I described it to people as a light gin and tonic.
I think it's got that general vibe going.
Yeah.
And count two.
Count two is touching me inappropriately on my tonsils. Also, I find you guilty.
We've all touched you inappropriately on your tonsils.
That's true.
Hey-o.
And I sentence you to drinking.
All right, death. You know, actually, I'm gonna say, because again, drinks like this go down a little easy.
I'll be damned.
You never realize the problem, and all of a sudden you realize, geez, I'm gonna finish the bottle off.
I need another one.
Now I will throw out a warning on this though, and you guys can chime back some other day. I have noticed, not enough for me to like stop drinking. But the next morning, I have a weird aftertaste after drinking a bunch of these.
Yeah, and
but for you smokers, you probably won't mind this. It tastes a little bit like almost like a nicotine aftertaste.
No, there you go. That's not a problem.
So if you're a smoker, you probably
won't even notice it.
Yeah, right. Probably won't even notice.
Exactly.
Oh.
All right, so Rob, what's the real topic tonight?
The real topic tonight is obviously the Steam Summer Sale, which we have been. Not covering in droves, but we cover it every year. So.
Yeah, we do. And again, this goes back down. We cover their two big sales a year. You know what we pick up during the Steam sale, because they've got the one in the winter just around Christmas, and they've got this one in the summer. So you know, again, there's still good deals to be found, but we'll talk about that some more as we get going here.
Let's
start with the doesn't matter.
That's a good idea. Doesn't matter. Let's start with the subject. Does it really matter that Steam has these sales anymore?
It's routine, and it's how I pick up a lot of games that I want to play, but don't want to pay $60 or even $40 for.
So you're just not finding any gems that way anymore. You have something you're looking for. You know?
What they've done is they've made a commodity of sales, which is Kohl's did the same thing. Kohl's
constantly sending that Kohl's cash.
Everything was on sale all the time at a certain percentage, and it still is.
Let me give you a coupon.
So it's like, what's the point of buying anything at regular price anywhere if Kohl's is going to have it on sale all the time? Well, other people do that now, too.
Yeah, and Steam, you're right. Steam is that exact same model.
Yeah.
There's stuff on sale all the time on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the time. Before, when Steam was just starting out, the Steam sales were really quite dramatic because normally everything was fairly expensive and they didn't have a lot of other sales and money off. And all of a sudden the Steam sale would come around and like you said, you get 40% off, 60% off. You're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Now,
what a sale.
They've got sales going down all the time. You're right. It's very much like a Kohl's model.
Right. And, you know, just like in other industries where they've, you know, made a commodity out of sale prices, other vendors are following suit. I mean, EA has been timing their sales around the Steam Summer Sale. Microsoft, on their Xbox store, is timing their sales around the same time that Steam is. So,
Oculus did about the same thing, too.
Oh, no, yeah, that's exactly. I literally, when I picked up wands for the Oculus, for the I Got the Gear VR, Oculus had their sale, same time Steam Summer Sale was running, and they were selling a whole bunch of VR stuff on sale.
You know, I think you can get this analogy. So, going back to the movie The Crow.
Oh, no,
wait,
The Crow.
Wait. Going back to the movie.
Wait, we're drinking Zima and talking about The Crow. Why did
we are
Zima?
Definitely in the 90s.
God,
am I eight? Why am I drinking this stuff?
So the head gang guy, his gang was all getting ready for how excited they were for Hell Day, which
Devil's
they
Night,
had,
yeah.
Devil's Night they invented. And but he just had a little, you know, a haze, just a blah to it, because, you know, he goes in the big speech about how, you know, you have an idea and it becomes an event and then it becomes an institution and now it's just an institution.
You gotta admit, though, that speech is actually quite good. Because he's right!
Right, and that's how I feel about the Steam Sale. It's just an institution now. It's
well, that's actually,
not an
no,
event.
That's a very good, we should put that clip in when he described that. Because now that you mentioned it, that's exactly what it is. It used to be arson was fun. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody's doing arson. It's no longer fun.
Right. Larry basically took the thing that I said and made it about arson.
Yes,
that's
it. Yes, he did.
He does like arson, though.
I mean, who doesn't? But everyone's fucking doing it now.
Exactly.
I just wanted that image of the guy just lamenting.
Yeah.
How the loss of his great idea and how it was this event and how. Because the acting in it is really good.
Oh, the acting is good.
And it's just like, sure, I'll burn some stuff.
You know, it's just the heart's not in it anymore.
I'll buy something on Steam. I'll look at it.
You know, that, and
that's how I felt this time. I didn't really buy anything on the Steam sale until today.
Yeah.
So.
But you know, that's it. You really didn't, you know, everything was kind of like, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Again, most of the stuff, a lot of it was already owned, the stuff that was on sale. So.
Still active, or
there was some stuff still on sale. Okay. I think,
but it kind of. I know it ends today or ended today.
Yeah.
So timely podcast, of course.
Well, all you will watch is after the Steam.
We always are,
but it doesn't matter because we've already done our buying. So
because you can get a free game on Fridays. Oh,
that's right. And actually, I did not give away a game today because we were broadcasting a day late. But I want to give our people who actually watch us live a chance to get the game first. We'll give a free game away tomorrow on Twitter. I'll say that at the end of the show again. Woohoo. I thought about doing it today, and I thought, no, you know, something, make people watch us live, get that first crack at it.
That's a
I kind of miss when we put codes, like, right in the... right up to the camera.
We can start doing that again.
Yeah. Not that lazy. I'm pretty lazy. But.
Yeah, we you know, again, it's...
So if you're watching us live, suddenly we just hold up a code, you know?
Yeah, well, we did that a few times, where we actually literally physically wrote the code on a piece of paper. And
I like that. That's an old school charm.
It did have some, a little old school charm. So, again, besides that point, the fact that, again, it's kind of, like you guys said, it's become an institution, it's become so normal. I mean, you know, is there a place for it still? I mean, I think Kohl's does their model and does fairly well with it by having all the sales all the time. When we talk about Kohl's, most of you guys will know, but some of our international audience won't know. Kohl's is a department store chain located in the U.S., heavy in the Midwest and the East Coast, not so much out West. And literally, everything is overpriced. You walk in that store, you read retail price, it's like,
a little at least, but basically they took the jewelry store model of pricing.
Right.
Which is to double the price of everything and then put it on sale for half.
Right, so you think you're getting some deal. You're actually paying what
you
it's
saved
worth.
$6,000 today.
No, you know, and that's, I love people, and then they do all these rebates and Kohl's cash and all this other stuff. It really is scam.
I fall for it every time.
But
I gotta tell you, sometimes you get aggressive enough between the Kohl's cash and you start putting all those things together, and all of a sudden, they're paying you $5.
That's aggressive one. That's really aggressive. Like Matt was saying, Steam's kind of adopted this model where they're always having sales. I mean, the Steam sales are nice, but they're literally always having sales.
Well, and I didn't notice early. No, I wasn't on there every day to notice. Maybe others can correct me. One of the first steam sails I ever looked at, there was, okay, the steam sail is a week or 2 weeks or however long.
Yeah. Right.
But, okay, they had almost like blue light special sails.
Right.
Where it was like a 4 hour sail just in this window.
They did, yes. Yep. They don't do that anymore.
No, they do not.
Which basically everything is on sale for the whole
week. Right.
Which I kind of don't like. You don't like the, there's so many segments.
I kind of liked it when you got the pop-up messages, hey, this is on sale now. This is on sale now. And you did have to pay a little more attention to it. I understand.
It's kind of made it sort of a game to itself, you know?
Yeah, it's the thing is, it's not engaging when everything is just on sale for a week.
Yeah. No, that's it.
Like I used to get excited about like, okay, I'm looking for this game. I want to.
When it pops up, right?
I'll check every a couple times a day to see if it's on sale. And oh god, it's on sale! I need to buy it now. Like,
and
you don't have that anymore. Like I literally just waited until today and was like, bloop bloop, pay. And yeah, that was it.
But it might have been some of those pop ups. It was on sale, but it was at 20%. But it popped up for 4 hours at 40%.
Which happened very often.
You know,
too,
and it was very cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you kind of be watching. I'm going to get that.
They didn't have me feeling like a fool every once in a while. It's like,
I thought it was 20%
off. Yeah. I was like, you should have waited until today because it's 40% off.
Sucker.
Yeah.
No, everyone called and said they got the wrong price.
And the customer service.
Yeah, the customer service was out of control there.
And that's probably part
of it. Fine, we'll give it to you. Sucker.
Well, they also had, I mean, really, they used to have the games built into the sale too, didn't they? Like, they'd have some kind of like activity where people could.
They
like,
do.
Well, they still have
the same cards and stuff. And stuff.
Yeah.
This game would be on a better sale than that one. Or
I also think they have more bundle deals than they have nowadays during the sale. They used to all have a Steam sale when it first got up. Tons of bundle packages available. And I don't see a whole lot of bundles going on, if any. I can't remember seeing any bundles in this last one.
They do a lot of bundles per franchise.
Yeah.
They don't really advertise them because they don't make as much money on them.
Yeah, well, but that's what used to be a big thing about Steam sales was I'd buy bundles, and not just franchise bundles. It was like all these weird games that you may not normally pick up, but, hell, it's part of this, you know, bundle for $5. I'll buy the $5 bundle. Yeah.
I've got
70% was crap. Yeah. But you know something? You tried games you may not normally pick up or buy that way.
Yeah, I've got fucking 20 Star Wars games in my Steam because like one Steam sale, it was like you can get every Star Wars game that's ever fucking existed basically
Dark Forces for
$50. And I was like Yeah. Yeah! And so, that used to happen, and that was awesome. But
yeah, well, I almost pulled the trigger on that same deal.
Yeah.
I was like, but I saw, so I kind of looked around my room, and all these boxes of most of those games.
Yeah, see, here's
I'm
the thing.
I just bought the games I own.
Well, and that's what they're trying to get people to do that, too. And really, we're only renting our Steam ever goes belly up. We all lose our games.
Well, some of them. It depends if you download them.
Who would? All right, I'd pay $15 for a updated graphics version of Dark Forces.
Yeah, they do that. They do that kind of stuff. I mean, I've got a couple of updated games that were pretty good. I played like two of them.
Well, I mean,
sounds like more than I played.
Bundle of 30 games.
Yeah.
Like
right.
Three.
You're right. The thing is, now they do the bundles and they just don't advertise them anymore.
Right.
They're not part of the Steam sale. Part of the, again, what I found the charm. So, as if you guys
want the charm.
We've railed on Steam sales for the last couple of times we've reviewed them. And again, we're not saying they're bad. It's just, I think they've lost a lot of what they were.
Yeah, they're boring.
Yeah.
And my problem with the Steam Summer Sale and the Winter Sale as well is it makes people feel like the games are only worth their sale price.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Because they're always on their own time.
Because like games are sold at $60 brand new for a AAA title, which, you know, a lot of money goes into making that. A lot of 80-hour weeks. Like, these games have multi-million-dollar budgets. I totally get that.
They might have 300-400 people working on it.
But, these organized events of, like, week, you know, or fortnight-long sales have trained me not to give a shit about $60 games. I give a shit about Game of the Year edition games that cost $20 less than that but have more content. Basically, the Steam Summer Sale has made me a more patient person when it comes to buying games.
I've bought
maybe 3 games on release day for full price in the last 4 or 5 years. Borderlands 2, Fallout 4, Mass Effect Andromeda. That's it.
Yeah, I'll let you just wait.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so that's, I don't know what point that's for. Is that, so it's a, it still is important to us? Not good for the developer?
I'm not saying, I would go not good for the developer.
Not good for the developers. It commoditizes the entire industry. Like, these are all commodities. Look at how much we can cut the prices on these items, and you can still get the same thing as if you bought it the day that it launched for $60. Now, price drops are normal over time after they get their initial, you know, burst of popularity. But, you know, there was a time where games would stay at their full $60 price point for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Now they're waiting 6 months before dropping the price.
Yeah, because somebody's going to have a sale on it.
Well, I think, too, it's just kind of the nature of the competition now. I mean, it's not like you're going to the store anymore and picking it up. You're seeing these things every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably doing way greater bulk now, I imagine, than they were when everything was physical.
Well, yeah, they're
people that are interested.
Well, yeah, I mean, you used to buy a game, you know, and, well, I mean, for me, it was you bought a game that was, you know,
then you bought a good
month or 2 months that you were
entertained.
Yeah, you just stuck with it because, well, you couldn't afford another one, or there wasn't another one that you were really interested out yet. So I think you're right about the volume, you know. That,
yeah.
And for me, I mean, I'll throw $5 at just about any game, you know.
which is what I
really
Yeah.
Anal Probe, the roguelike. Yep, I'm in there.
I mean, hey,
Rob's actually got it and has played it.
That means you only have one life, right? You know,
you only have one life. That's a two-bar. It's all
and
one.
Procedurally generated.
Yes. So.
Procedurally generated butt play.
What the heck? I was playing an Atari 2600 game, and you only get one life, and it was procedurally generated. And I'm like, holy crap, it's a roguelike! And then some dude said, it's a roguelike. Yeah, you fucking douche. Anyway.
I guess we should probably talk about what we actually picked up during the Steam sale.
Sure.
Now that we've badmouthed the Steam sale.
Last 4 sales we've badmouthed.
Oh, that's,
and I'm not going to say badmouthed.
We're just
unimpressed.
Yeah.
I think this one for me was one of the best ones in a while.
Really?
It's actually a lot I was looking for.
I didn't see anything I was looking for. Well, I mean, there were things that were on sale that
I did go, if I didn't already own that.
Yeah.
Well, like, for example.
Well, right, and that's another problem. We're all getting to the point where we have 150 games in our library, and it's like we actually had to wait for games to come out now. Only 150 for me.
Are you below?
We're at zero on that.
I was going to say, are you below 200 yet? Or 1,200 yet?
Well, I think I broke 2,000.
Yeah, you know, you start looking at your library, and it's just like, maybe I got a little few too many in here. I look at my library some days, it's like, I really should probably play some of this stuff.
Good deal. Great deal!
Rocket League was 40% off, and I'm just like, that's a steal. You know,
game was already only $20. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a
steal anyway.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's a great game, you know.
Yeah.
So there were a few things.
Rocket League was about a year and a half ago that came out, right?
Yeah, something like that. Year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. So, all right. So, who wants to start with what they got?
Mine's easy.
All right, well, let's start with yours then.
Absolutely nothing.
You didn't buy anything this year.
When I looked at
the games, that was almost me.
Here's my thing. When I looked at the games I had not played yet, I'm like, there's a lot of games here I could play that I bought last time or the time before that I haven't even loaded.
Yep.
So I figure, why not just wait, play these games, then maybe wait for the next sale.
Well, I feel like you're gonna wait forever because you're
probably.
I totally understand
that feeling, but if I ever actually listened to that, I would never ever buy new games because my problem is I just play the same games over and over again because I know I like them.
Yeah,
so, that is messed up, isn't it?
Yeah. Time to play the Mass Effect series again.
Just playing more Killing Floor.
I just booted that up again.
not even Killing Floor 2. No.
Just Killing Floor. It's funny because Killing Floor 2 is a great game, but I still just play Killing Floor.
Yeah, no, you know, what?
I don't care.
Didn't they just re-release that, Killing Floor 1?
As a giveaway,
exactly. Oh. Because they were about to release the finalized version of Killing Floor 2, and Killing Floor 1 is just a solid freaking game.
Right, so now you bought Killing, I think we all bought Killing Floor 2 like the day it came out.
Yes, we did.
And we all just played Killing Floor 1.
What?
Yeah, well, Killing Floor 2 didn't add that much.
So I know what you're saying about I have all these games and I just keep playing the same one.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it's arguably a superior game. It's just that I just like Killing Floor so much, I don't want to switch.
Yeah, well, again, you didn't gain that much by going to Killing Floor 2. Better graphics, most definitely.
Yeah, but sometimes that's it.
Yeah, but that's all it was. I mean, there really wasn't all that much.
Yeah, you can see little chunks when you do a headshot.
Yeah, exactly. It just wasn't all that much more. All right, well, I guess I'm going to go next then. So, again, I've been on a VR kit these last, probably a year. So I ended up picking what's called a game called VR Swing. It's like a table tennis game.
Oh, I was thinking it was like one of those games where you had to like...
You got the hand control.
Oh, no, wait a minute, though. Here's the thing. I don't have it for my Oculus. I have it for my Gear VR. But here's the cool part about VR Swing. Your phone becomes your paddle. It literally syncs up to that, and you use that to control the paddle. So,
nice.
Are you sure that we're not talking about the kind of game where you drop your keys into a bowl at the beginning of the party?
I'm thinking you shoot your phone across the room is what happens.
Gonna need to get one of those wrist
straps
for the Wiimote.
I'm thinking, again, it works with the Xbox controller and a few other things, too. But here's the thing. My VR gears are both, my Oculus are both... DK2s. I don't have a commercial version. I'm going to buy a commercial version. I just haven't went out and grabbed one yet in my copious spare time. I feel like I've got so much other...
For my
Gear VR. The Samsung Gear VR.
Yeah, it's a shame that in some ways it, like... How much great would Steam be if it could, like, play in the phone party? Like, okay, you buy a VR game on Steam and
right.
you can use it on your Oculus or your VR gear like that.
Mobile?
Yeah, that would be great.
I mean, you generally get the Oculus and the...
there is some cross on that. There is some cross on that, right? Oculus and Vive. They don't do Gear, but I'm not surprised. I won't be surprised because Oculus owns Gear VR. They're partnering with Samsung on that. They're doing all the development.
And it's mobile. I mean, it's a different platform.
Right.
There's only so much power.
Well, Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes. Runs on all three systems.
Yeah.
Game, too. How many times do you have to buy it? For each one?
Right now.
Well, one for the two and then one for
right.
the one.
Yeah, you can buy the one that works on Gear.
Like mobile and PC is
right.
anyways right now.
Exactly.
Aren't going to be merging anytime soon.
That's one of those deals where they probably should have been like just a small upcharge
and
for the third one.
Yeah, it would have been nice, actually. Because that's a great game. But again...
when you bring up a point, you have basically new gear that you need support on. Like, you don't have, a thousand...
Yes,
you may have a thousand PC games, but you don't have a thousand... VR games.
My VR collection's getting up there.
They have a separate section, but not everything that's VR shows up.
That's the other thing. On Steam, that's the one thing you have to always search by the system you're running, because not everything shows up in your VR. Yeah. It'll show up in your library and not be in the VR section. So when you bring your library up, if you own VR equipment, it lists that normally separately. Not everything, though. Very often, it'll be up in the normal list, even though it's a VR game. So, that's something, they They have their own.
They're trying.
Right, they have their own front end for their VR games. Instead of using the Oculus front end.
Are they expecting to buy it on their VR equipment? I'm just doing.
No. Surprisingly enough, though, the new Gear VR store. Yeah, it's all set up so you can purchase and everything very quite conveniently from your headset. That's how I've always talked about Samsung and Oculus. They're rocking that. They have got such a great market going. They're pricing the things at the right price.
I'm not impressed with Steam's VR
setup
so far.
No, they're
I don't like the fact that I've got to recalibrate everything. It's not good. I'll grab one. Thanks. It's not a mature calibration system.
It's not a mature front end.
I mean, I've got you.
Everyone's still trying to find their feet.
My living room is huge.
The hardware's there, but the UX is not.
And I have a hard time calibrating it. Now, you see my living room. It's ridiculous.
I have a ridiculously large
living room. My Oculus, I have a very hard time in Steam. I don't have a problem
with
the Oculus, but I have a problem in Steam getting it calibrated. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just... I have almost nothing in that.
I'm thinking right now, and I suspect
that's why it's so hard.
I think the Oculus support and Vive support they have is
so big.
Weak. I just don't think they're putting any development into it. If they want to, yes. I still think, again, looking at what Samsung and Oculus are doing, I think Steam would be very wise to concentrate on that a little bit because. Boy, the front thing.
Or building their interface somehow.
The Samsung experience has gotten amazing for the VR. I was an early adopter of the Gear VR.
I'm almost more tempted to get that than I am to, because I like it's, it's all wireless and it's all portable.
Well, that too is portable. You lose the I'm moving around the room thing. But you know something? Most first-person shooters and stuff don't suffer from that.
That is absolutely
true. You got a chance to try out some of those new gun games I picked up recently with that new motion controller. They've got their new motion controller, which I've got in my car. I'm starting to break it out.
Well,
it's $30, and it's really good. I'm playing a new game called Wands. Magic dueling game.
Nice.
Amazing.
Is that the Harry Potter?
You're right. You're pretty much.
No, they have a Harry Potter.
Your character is pretty much standing in place or on a rail.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. I mean, when you're comparing it, you can't say you're comparing that to the DK2. You're really doing a Vive comparison, and that's like an $800 system compared to a couple hundred. So
yeah, not even a couple hundred. Seriously.
Yeah, DK2.
If you have a phone that supports it, Galaxy 5, 6, 7, 5, or just 6 and 7.
Does it have to be Galaxy?
It has to be Samsung. I do know there's hacks for it, but if you just want to use it out of the.
Yeah, I've done some VR on this thing, and it's not.
If you just want to use it out of the box, use this.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's only the 6 and 7. I don't think the 5 does it. I think it's 5. I think it's 6 and 7 that do it. And the thing is, if you already have the phone, you're talking sub 150 to get in, including a controller.
Yeah. That's probably why Six Flags bought a whole bunch of them.
That is 100% why I really wish Google would get into their Daydream game and really actually fucking give Samsung and Oculus some competition in this space. Because, the Daydream headset is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's super comfortable. Basically, anyone can wear it. It works with almost any phone. It's ridiculous.
When Google
Apple will get it to the game any day now.
Double
giraffe.
When Google
it's
going to
be amazing.
Well, that was big news.
Nobody's ever done it
before.
That
on our podcast.
Right.
You're saying what they ended up doing is they developed maybe a lower version of an Oculus and it's out there, but they prototyped it, but it's not out.
Google,
I'm talking.
Yeah, so here's the thing: it's
not prototyped.
No,
it's production. It's out there in the world right now.
But they're just not pushing it off.
They need to do more development.
They need to do more development, and they need to do better advertising for it.
And then they released it to the wild, and there was a lot of cheap
Cheap knockoffs.
Yeah, and it, really like from what I understand, like from what I understand, it's a really, really excellent controller that just is. It works with the Daydream, works with your Daydream setup, yeah. And that Harry Potter VR game, like launched with Daydream. That was the whole point. And they haven't. I haven't fucking heard one about it since.
Yeah, and you should.
Because Google doesn't know how to fucking advertise. Google, goddammit! How the fuck do you not know how to advertise?
All right, well,
you're in advertising.
I would think they'd be really good at advertising.
All right, well, let's bring this back.
Well, I gotta tell you, how terrible Google is at advertising.
Everybody
sucks today.
Yeah, everybody sucks.
Except SEMA.
All right, yeah, sure.
SEMA, apparently. SEMA came out on top.
So, Larry, what did you pick up?
I didn't pick up
anything. You didn't.
Yeah. No, and then there was,
you said,
there, now, you there was something I've been watching. Yes. It's one of those things where I just realized I just wouldn't do it. So I've had a game on my Steam wish list for a little while, the Tabletop Simulator.
And, yes. I have it on my wish list too.
Which is like, you know, essentially
for
this. It's a sandbox. You can create any game in the world. There's tons of pieces. You can make up a game. You could, you know, you have some chess pieces and make up a game on, you know, for a chess piece. And I used to do that when I was younger, you know, and stuff. And then you can, you know, send those to other people who have it. You know, you could send. I created the game and now I can share it out, and you can share it out on Steam, and then it's really interesting. And I think it normally runs about $20. And
half off right now.
Normally when it's on sale, other than this sale, it has always been $14.99. So this is the deepest cut that I've ever seen it at. And so I'm like, oh, I should totally buy this. But then I just realized, God, it's a lot of work. I'm just not going to do it.
I guess you can
just
put it on
other people's
games. Maybe that's...
I mean, it is fun because, you can set up a table and stuff, and your buddy, you know, you guys can start playing, and if one of you gets mad, you can flip the table, you know, and so, stuff like that, you know. I mean, it seems like a really neat thing, and I haven't actually played it, but I feel like it would be really super cool. But I should just buy it and just
bite the bullets.
Well, if not a bullet only.
I think it's
still on sale, correct?
Yeah,
it's
at least according to.
All right, well, I'll buy it when I go home.
Go home and buy the bullets.
I'll go home and buy it, and I'll put up some weird thing about, you know, with chess pieces, and you know, it'll work great.
And then everyone can play Larry's game.
Exactly.
Everyone who also spent $10 on Tabletop Simulator.
That's right.
All right.
Hey, it's a steal right now.
First published G2G game.
Well, the first game that I bought during the summer sale was during towards the end of mine and Aaron's housewarming party a couple weekends ago.
So wait, you were having a bunch of guests over, and you like tore yourself away. Sorry,
I'm gonna go play some
games. I gotta go buy some stuff.
We were gonna have a fire in the backyard, but a storm was rolling in, so we put everything in the backyard away and came inside, and we were like, well, why don't we play?
Super sick.
Oh yeah.
And I was like on my back for days.
Yeah, you were. You didn't seem yourself.
I was like really sick.
I was not out of town.
So you picked up a Jackbox?
Why don't we play some of the Jackbox games? I have one or two. And then everyone was like, I really want to play Murder Movie Trivia or something like that, which is in the Jackbox 3 Party Pack. And I was like, well, I don't have that one yet. And I was like,
sons of bitches.
It's the fucking Steam Summer Sale right now. That's going to be discounted. And sure as shit it was. And I was like, hang on, guys. Let me buy this real quick. Cha-ching. Okay, let's play.
5-minute downloader later, we were set.
Oh, less than that. It was only 700 megs.
That's tiny.
Yeah.
Wow. Remember when that would have been impossible?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I remember remember. I remember they made a Windows version of Bomberman that was, it was 5 gigs, and I was like, "This is ridiculous! This is a quarter of my hard drive. What the hell are you bastards thinking? That's unconscionable."
Now I'm moving fucking 50 gig games back
and forth
SSD in my hard drive. And then the other things that I picked up were today. I was at work using the bathroom. So, of course, I had my phone out.
Who doesn't? I gotta tell you.
So I was just scrolling through the
sales.
You don't wash your hands in the bathroom.
Well, I wasn't doing it at my desk.
I'm not proud of my phone.
You've got to be the only people that.
No. I'm thinking.
I think that's
I can guarantee it. Somebody has a comment.
I'm taking a good steam.
Anyway,
I'm on the steam sale.
Anyways, while I was taking a dump and looking at my phone, I pulled up the Steam store list and was looking through games, and I was like, oh, the Sniper games are on sale. How on sale are they? Oh, Sniper 1 is $3.
Oh.
Sniper 3 is $12.49. I'm going to buy those. So I did.
Nice. What happened to Sniper V2?
I have Sniper V2 already. Oh, okay. I fucking love that game. Which is why I wanted
only
1
do,
and 3.
Like, I only do the zombie ones.
They're great. Well, I mean, I imagine they are, but... There's
I've got them all, but I only play the. I played through them.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's no greater feeling than fucking shooting a Nazi right through the brain.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I go for the sniper games.
It's a testes.
Well, that's true.
Actually,
I do love those X-ray shots. Yeah. When I get them right in the fucking balls. Just. Bullet starts
damn,
bouncing around
game.
My crotch.
So good. So underrated.
Zombie Nazis in the snow.
Ew, yeah.
No, that's good too.
You get to do it. You do get to do it. It's fun.
That reminds me, I need to pick up Wolfenstein: The New Order.
Yeah, I picked it up. Wait, no, I picked up the old
Wait,
one. I
is,
picked up the new
is
one too.
That like a Star
There's
Wars
Wolfenstein:
Crossover?
The Old Blood. I picked
that
one.
Yeah, that was like the prequel that came after it. Yeah,
that's good.
I need to get both of those.
Both of them are good. So
I just, I need more Nazi killing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly,
I think most people do.
Yeah.
Except neo-Nazis, I guess. But
right. But, you know, they're...
But they have a terrible lobbyist group, so...
Worry about us.
We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Kind of like pirates don't have a good lobbyist group. So
apparently they do have
a
good
lobbyist
group.
You can tease them.
Yeah, because they got rid of the winch sale at Disney.
The zombies... I mean, the pirates were fine with that.
Yes, but they didn't have a good lobbyist group because
the pirates don't have a good lobbyist group, or they'd have kept the winch.
Exactly. I'm saying Nazis do.
All right. We're going down that rabbit hole again. Rob, how about
Stay
you?
Off of that one.
Nazi winch sale rabbit hole.
I went a little That said, I mean, I picked up the Oculus recently.
Right.
So I did pick up the production Oculus Rift. You know, so I've been picking stuff up for that. My kid's been recommending stuff, so I've been picking up stuff he's recommended. Plus, he recommended some other games. He recommended Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor, and I've been watching him play. And it looks really good, so I did pick it up. I am not a person who plays those games. I don't know why. I'm really weird. No, it's a movie translation games.
Sure.
You know what? I gotta tell you one thing. My fear of those kinds of things is. I don't want to retell the story. I don't need the story retold to me. I want a new story in that environment, and most movie ones are not that.
Shadow of Mordor is. Which is
apparently what I was going to
ask. That's what I was going to ask.
It's its own standalone story.
Yeah.
Based on the universe. I love this game.
$4 right now?
Yeah. Okay. Shadow of Mordor?
Yeah, I picked it up for four.
$4?
Still on sale for $4.
All right.
It's
now I'm up to 14.
That's a total
recommendation. All right.
Now I'm up to 14.
Did you like the Arkham Asylum games?
I played some of the first one. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, the combat is exactly like that, except easier.
Yeah, that's what, see, he's yeah. not doing
well, like, is it,
with a gamepad either. With the,
yeah.
Like
Batman Arkham Asylum and
Skyrim.
Arkham City.
And, you know.
Yeah, he's
not like Skyrim. It's third person only, and it's got this, like, you get a group of mobs gathered around you, and you're literally just bouncing back and forth and countering.
And beating the crap out of them.
Like, and getting, like, combos.
It's like a modernized Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, more or less.
It's a modernized Zelda.
Yeah.
Everything is.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's fair enough.
But it's
I've always argued that third person is a truer first person than a first person is.
I mean, it definitely gives you a wider field of view that you have as a first person.
I have peripheral vision.
In the real world.
Okay, his words may not have made sense strictly in the way they were,
but it was
correct.
Then again. I mean, you're not wrong.
Okay, well, I just picked it up.
I know what all those words mean, just out of the order you said.
Like you said, it's $4 still, so.
That's, you know. It looks good
graphics. That's a good idea about paying $40 for when I originally bought it. I got the Game of the Year edition like a year after it came out in the sale. It was $40 for the Game of the Year edition. Like, fuck yeah!
Now part of the reason that
I might have veered
away a little bit from the PC version is that I for that kind of game, because I know it was a port. I know it was on console systems, I would want full control.
It's fully controller compatible. Before I had the Steam controller, I was playing on a 360 controller natively.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So what else did you get?
And frankly, I think it plays better on the controller anyway.
Oh, Game of the Year is $10.
Yeah.
No.
It's like I got Quiver, which is a VR game. It's based off of that archery game
the castle game.
It's a VR game. So it's based on that. I haven't actually tried it yet, but the reviews are fabulous for it, and I really like the archery game, though I'm terrible at it.
Archery game?
Yeah. The archery game.
The archery game.
In VR labs. VR labs.
It's
like,
supported by
VR
Ohio State University.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely
the
it is.
Archery game.
It is the official archery game of Archers Everywhere. Yeah.
Archers Everywhere, feel free to send your email to complaints at guysgames.net and address the letters that we sent or we don't read.
Where was that?
That last
one, Archer, and I would like to complain.
Every Guys Games of Beer.
Damn, Archer's
email works.
Yeah.
Everyone. Every single one.
And what else?
Arizona Sunshine, which is also a VR game, which is a zombie apocalypse shooting game. It's kind of a westernish type of thing. It is fun. I actually like it quite a bit. The weird thing is, and that's a problem with VR, which is not really a problem with the game. It does it as well as it can, but it's, movement is always the problem.
Yeah.
And it uses, like, it's kind of like, you know how Diablo moves where you click on something and you move? It's kind of like that movement, but it's real-time, first-person shooting, so you have some difficulty with it. It's not bad, though, because the game is so engrossing, because it really does feel like you're there. It doesn't.
Yeah, but isn't,
and you're searching in cars.
Right?
You're like,
the
you know, well,
you click, you move there, and you swing along the way.
It depends on the game.
Yeah.
So I do like ones where you have point focus, because, again, it eliminates the movement.
Yeah.
The Wands game does the same thing. You have teleport spells, so you don't actually walk.
It's kind of like that.
You teleport from area to area, and it makes the movement feel very realistic.
It's like that.
Without having to track your movement with the room sensors.
Sometimes you need to run, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's true.
You're going, thump, thump,
I gotta get out of here! I gotta go!
But it's pretty cool when you're, like, searching for ammo. Like, you can open up, like, car doors and stuff, and you're looking inside the car. It's really cool, because it knows you're looking inside the car, so you see inside the car when you stick your head in there. That's pretty damn cool, so...
And then, weirdly enough, when another guy comes by and starts hitting your head,
you feel it.
is it just me, or is it becoming more and more common for, like, zombie survival video games to, like, use words or imagery that are evocative of a fucking sunrise? Like,
I don't know. That is weird.
Like, I mean, DayZ, you know, whatever.
The zombies.
Yeah, I feel like I just call it Daisy,
you know, and then I...
Right, Daisy. Daisy, get me your hand. Sorry.
I agree, though.
I mean, it's I don't know if it's just me or if that's becoming a trend, but it's like, hey, why?
I'm sure they have their reason.
Yeah.
All right, what else did you get, Rob?
N++, which is a sequel to N, which was originally a freeware game, and it was in Flash, and then they ported it to everything because it was super popular. It's a really basic side-scrolling collect-em-up. Fun, though. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It's overpriced, in my opinion. I think it should be like a $3 game. It was $7 on sale. It's usually $14. But you know what? I mean, I'm hard on developers when they overcharge. I think most of the time they're not. I just think N Plus, it's basically the same engine with the same stuff. But level design's really good. So
you know,
I'm not going to fault it too much. And I did buy it. So
you know, I think, to your earlier point, that as far as indie game and stuff, you know, that kind of thing, I think phone games have trained us even more to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we're
yeah.
getting ripped off if we pay right. $3 for a game, and it's like,
yeah.
You know what the amount of work that went into that?
Yeah, I didn't feel like it added enough to the mix that it warranted, like, a full-price release game. I mean, the original was, like, $10. I was fine with that. $15 is a little high, but...
But
at seven, it's a good game. I mean, you're gonna have fun with it. So that's
well,
more than
and inflation,
and that's more than I've had like with some games. I mean, so
right.
So I give it a pass. I don't regret buying it.
You know, price does not guarantee
yeah.
fun. You know,
you
I paid
$50 and it sucks
and hated it,
yeah.
and paid $4 and loved it. So
agreed. I got the Homeworld Remastered Collection, which I never played Homeworld before until now. It's good. It's a good game. That is a it's a action RPG with spaceships. It's really good. By the way,
great.
You might want to pick it up because it's really good. It's an old game, but it's been remastered. I remember we were talking about that earlier. That's the game I've been playing. It looks good. It plays good. It's a fun game. It's difficult enough too because it's
holy
old school.
Shit, Sierra. Jesus.
It's an old school game. It's really good though. It's
Sierra's done a lot of remasters.
But they've remastered the crap out of it.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. I like that.
It was worth it.
I mean, just going back a little bit on the Wii, I bought Tecmo Bowl reskinned. And it was fun because you could, like, hit a button and flip between the old school graphics and the new school.
Okay, that's
cool. I like that. I like that.
Wow. Gearbox did this?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's solid enough.
They made
a sequel to it. I don't know how good that is, but it's a good game.
What else?
Grip. It's a post-apocalyptic racing game. Not finished yet. It's in beta. It's good. I liked it, too. I had a lot of fun with it. Deadfall Adventures. I wanted it for the longest time, and then I bought it and didn't play it yet. The Weaponographist.
Did your email tell you it was on sale?
Yeah, it did. Weaponographist. It's a roguelike. I didn't like it that much. Redout. I'm not going to say
it. It was a rogue dislike.
Yeah. Redout. Racing game. VR capable. Appen. Great. By the way, pick that one up. It kind of... scared me.
Oh.
Because you're going really fast.
Redout?
And you, yeah, it's called Redout. And you
feel,
it's like Wipeout. It's like a Wipeout.
It's game the feeling of how fast.
Sports sequel.
Controller?
I use the Xbox 360 controller
okay.
with it. Well, I use the Xbox One controller with it because one comes
you,
with
you
the
feel
damn
like
Oculus.
The,
right.
To the speed feel.
Oh, yeah.
It,
but you go upside down, you know, you're looping and you're on high tracks. You're like, huh, fuck.
I mean, most of us have gone... probably 100. But when you start getting into that 150, 170, that's a speed most of us don't understand.
I love how he says that. Most of us in this room have gone 100. I don't know if most people have. I accidentally did 110 once. I'm like, we were dating. And that was in an Escort. He freaking that. And I was like, nailed. I'm like, what's that? I looked down. I'm like, heading back from Darlene's, and I had to get home because I was like, really late. And her dad was really coming home, so I'm going to clear that house. And I'm like, yeah. I like looked down, and the needles just whoosh, buried. I'm like,
it's
like struggling to break off.
I misjudged kilometers per hour when I was in Europe. I was doing 160, which I guess is like 90-something.
Yes!
Like, I thought it was like 80 or 75 or something. In a Skoda. Skoda.
Skoda? You were in a Skoda.
Yeah. Skoda Fabia.
Skoda. Yeah,
so that's probably on the power of it.
That's like being in a skateboard.
So were you driving in a car that only had kilometers per hour on the speedometer,
yes,
but it was miles an hour was the speed limit?
No, it's
at least
not,
the U.S.
said 120 on the...
Yeah, 120, so...
On the
so basically you were making the active choice to go 40 kilometers an hour over the speed limit.
That was just keeping up with traffic.
The guys are right.
Is that how it goes in Europe?
And then,
occasionally you'd see like this BMW doing like... If I'm doing 150, 160, that guy's got to be doing like 180.
And then, I just started.
Well, yeah, out of nowhere.
I better move over to the right lane. Because over there, they don't move for you. They'll just.
Guys, Games and Beer, Speed Edition.
All right, we probably should start wrapping this up.
All right, let me go through.
I'm having fun.
Because I went nuts. I got Fruit Ninja VR. Didn't even play it.
Nice. You don't get to over 2,000 by not going nuts.
That's true.
Every Steam sale.
That's true. Shadow Warrior 2, loved Shadow Warrior, man. And I loved the original one. So there was an original, a remake of Shadow Warrior.
What's Shadow
Warrior?
It
was hilarious. It's a... It was made on the Duke Nukem engine originally. And
oh,
it was, yeah. It was like the
3D Realm.
Yeah, it was like the Japanese version. Yeah, of Duke Nukem. It was good.
Your Duke
it was
Nukem
really good.
Comic work. Shine over there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Overload. By the way, which was made by the Descent devs. It's basically a spiritual successor to Descent. It is great. I recommend it. It's not done yet though. Mm-hmm. So. You end up playing either against bots or online, but both are actually fun, and I am not generally, I mean, I'm mixed between online and offline gaming, that kind of game I generally don't like to play online, but fun, so it's alright. The Haunted, Hell's Reach, oh god, that shit. What's that game we tried to play like
Sound
three or four times?
Oh god,
God Mode.
Alright, so it's like a bad God Mode.
Oh great.
Yeah, I love God Mode and I just don't love it online.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. Yeah, because it doesn't fucking work all the time.
Yeah, well, Haunted Hell's Reach is just broken from the belly up. But I only paid a buck for it, so I don't care. Streets of Rogue. Come on, man! It's a roguelike beat 'em up. I have not played it yet, but it is so on my short list. Streets of Rogue. Who the hell came up with that name? That is like... I kind of want to get them on the show. We're going to have to try and get them
on the show. Yeah,
let's try and get those
Streets of Rogue.
Yeah, we're going to get them on the show.
It's online play. Everyone will get one light.
Yeah. Woo! But it is. It's a roguelike beat 'em up, so I cannot wait to play
That's
that.
That's fucking hilarious.
Everybody in the entire game is a real person.
You're gonna lose it, this. You're gonna lose it.
It's all like hackers. Battlezone 98 Redux. This got hugely good reviews, and I couldn't afford it back in the day, but you know, when it's $5 on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, grab it. The Enchanted Cave 2, that was kind of a shit box. Didn't like it that much. It is another roguelike. There's a lot of crap roguelikes out there. There's a lot of great ones, but there's a lot of crap. And finally, Sky Rogue, which is not a roguelike, and I did not think it was when I bought it. Sky Rogue is kind of an old-school, minimal polygon shoot-em-up. It is good. It is really, really
enjoyable. Why is it not roguelike?
It has nothing to do with roguelike. You get multiple lines. It's just,
so it was more of
nothing
a roguelike. It was more of a character.
I don't think you're like,
hey,
look at
this roguelike Han Solo.
I'm trying to remember what it's. You know, it's like what you kind of remember those. You know, those early shoot 'em ups where you're flying around shooting crap.
Yeah,
You thought they were so great, and then you go back to them, and they're stuttery messes. Well, this is it without the stuttery mess. This is what you thought it was like when you were playing it. It's really fun, really. Highly recommended, inexpensive. It took me forever to find it on sale. I waited until it was on sale, and finally it was on sale. Yeah, the summer stale. Stale.
Summer stale.
Could be stale, too.
Summer stale. And, yeah, I liked it a lot. So, good stuff. Really happy with it. And that is it for this summer sale for me. Unless it started on the 21st, in which case I got nuts matching up. Which is a dual stick shooter, and it is effing. I think it's a roguelike too, but it is don't care. Don't care. You don't care. It is good, too. It is a beautiful game, number one. It's just one of the most attractive games I've seen recently, at least as far as the dual-stick shooter goes. It's Smash TV meets Robotron, because it's got kind of that guttural feel of Robotron, yet it has like all the crazy crap of Smash TV. Really highly recommend it. I can do a video on that. That one's so good. It is, no,
what's
really.
It called?
It's dead freaking, no, it's called Dead Sexy.
Dead Sexy.
Hey, look, and I don't know, my, it's called Deus Machina.
Deus?
Yeah. It's good. It is really good. Get your joystick out. I mean, you're going to be dual-sticking the hell out of it all night. I did. I played it. The first time I played it, and I don't have time to play games. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I'm kind of busy lately.
I've been
showing up to a lot. I played it for like 5 hours straight. The first time I played it, I just like could not put... Darling was pissed. It's like, come to bed. Yeah, I'm coming. And I'm like... Oh, it is so hard. It's so fun. It's so beautiful. It's just, I have nothing but good to say about that game. That's it.
All right, Rob, take us out.
I have an update.
Oh.
I bought a game on the summer Steam sale. It has something to do with Mordor or something.
Yeah, we both picked it up.
All right, so Jonas, $8 so far.
No, $12. You bought it.
$12.
And so, if you don't end up liking it, don't bitch to me about it.
I think it's a game that's been on my list.
You
of
did
like,
kind of say it was good.
Play, like,
I really like it. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm getting close.
So now we're going to what have you been playing? We just heard what Rob's been playing.
And I've heard it's not a super long, it's not like an 80-hour game. It's like the campaign's not, it's good, but it's not like 50 hours. Or
if you do every side mission, close it on 40.
But, Jonas, 40. Certainly,
but you can probably pretty easy breeze through it in 10 hours. Yeah, if you want to really have fun with it and make that game your bitch, you're going to be spending 30 to 40 hours on it, though. But it's really good. Yeah, with the side missions and all that stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
If you want to go from like, wow, fighting an orc is pretty hard, to I'm a literal god. then you're gonna want to put a little time into it.
Hey, that's what I did on Fable 2.
Yeah,
I became a god. It was crazy. And then I just went around after I had my halo. And I've talked about this before. Then I went around and just killed everyone in the village.
This is why
power
you don't want Larry
corrupts.
To get too good.
This is
power
true.
Corrupts.
And Larry, it corrupts.
Absolutely. And my Steam friend list just updated me that like everyone has Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah!
Hey, all your friends have it!
Fucking finally! Buddy?
Yeah!
All right,
pretty good!
Alright, Rob, take us out!
That is the end of the Shadow of Mordor show. next week, by the way, we are going to have an all Larry episode of Guys Games of Beer. It's nothing! But Larry, we're going to take a little break for a week and masturbate to VR porn.
Yes.
Yeah, also all the wonderful people I met and interviewed at Too Many Games in Philadelphia, we're going to stitch all those together, and that's going to be our wonderful
episode.
And
I looked through it, and it looks pretty darn
solid. So check it out, some really great interviews next week. That'll be on. That'll air next Thursday. We're not going to do a live broadcast on Tuesday, so check us out when we drop on Thursday.
Yep.
Alright,
stream it though, if I'm feeling up to it.
Oh, alright.
If I'm feeling up to it.
Alright. So maybe there will be a stream.
Oh, and if I may, I actually started a new streaming channel on YouTube called Stream Trek. I basically.
You stream Star Trek movies.
No. I mean, that would be something. It actually has nothing to do with Star Trek because there are like. Three good Star Trek games ever. So, but I'm basically just going back and playing games that a lot of people have already played for no reason other than I find it entertaining to do so. And I basically just rip on the game as I play it. So if that's your deal, then, you know, maybe...
Yeah, you gotta get one more time the YouTube channel is?
It's Stream Trek. I don't have a unique URL for it because I don't have 100 subscribers.
We'll link it.
We'll link it up on the page and come check it out. I've got one hour video on there. My sessions are probably going to end up being longer than that because Mass Effect is a 30 to 40 hour game the way that I play it. So I'm going to need to do it more than 1 hour at a time.
if you happen to go back and play the Jeopardy game, you don't want. the in-game Larry, because he's a freaking genius.
Is that from the Commodore 64?
Just like the real-life Larry.
That's right.
All right, Rob, finish checking us out.
All right, you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Of course, the home of the Guys Games and Beer Network. If you are a Facebooker, you should definitely check us out because we're on all week at facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, on Twitter at guysgamesbeer. Of course, free games are being given away tomorrow.
Right, so because we're a day late on actually the broadcast because of the 4th of July.
And a dollar short.
Well, that's the case too. We are definitely going to give away a free game tomorrow, or maybe a couple. Check us out tomorrow on Twitter.
Yep, thank you very much for watching. We will see you in 2 weeks, but you'll have Larry to visit with next week. It's going to be great. I've watched part of it. It's really good. So he's got a lot of interviews with a lot of cool developers and stuff you haven't seen before. I didn't know most of them, so I'm really impressed. So check that out next week. I will see you guys, and bye.